If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Are you giving one of your kids this little cute dinosaur that I'm about to tell you about? It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. Billy Kidd, Hope, TJ, intern Joe's in the house. This thing is called Dino. Now, it's a little pricey. It's $250, but it is a little dinosaur, which is weird. The article calls it ugly. It's cute, right?
I think it's adorable.
Cute little green little guy, and it has a chatbot in it. So your kid can talk to it, and it will talk back to you. This is where it gets creepy. All of the conversations are stored on your phone on an app.
So I can hear.
So you can go back.
My kid is talking to a stuffed dinosaur.
So I'll give you an example. After your kid's done playing with the toy, it'll send you a summary of the chat. It'll say, Sophie talked about the time at Peter's birthday party. She created a new dino story. So here's the chat bot. Here's Dino talking to your kid. Hey, Sophie, how is Peter's birthday party? And then the kid's response, it was so much fun. We painted, we ate cake. What did you paint? Colorful dinosaurs. So cool. Want to make some stories about dinosaurs? So it's an AI chatbot. This thing will lead a conversation with your child. And at first glance, as a tech nerd, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. And then I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Who's coming up with these questions that it's asking your kid? And the really interesting thing is if you dive into their website, there is nothing on there about the privacy of this device. So they might be saving those recordings.
To who know where
for who knows what.
Oh my God.
Would you get one for your kid?
Absolutely not.
I'm passing on this one.
I mean, so I don't have Alexa and Google and things like that to talk to, but it just seems like it's the kid version of that. Like you can talk to Alexa and you may not be able to have like a full conversation. But this feels like it's the next thing. To me, it feels like it's giving your iPad to a kid. It's giving it something to entertain them.
Is your iPad talking to your kid, though, having a conversation? That's the difference. This is chatbot. This is starting the conversation. Hi, TJ. How was your day at work today?
First of all, how confusing is this for the kid? Walking through the toy store, talking to all the toys, not understanding why everything doesn't talk back to it and isn't giving it answers and doesn't want to play. I mean, it would just be.
And to Hope's point, is this any different than having a baby monitor or a camera? A lot of people have cameras in their kid's room. Like if you have a baby that's still in a crib.
But I don't think this is for things, a baby. If a this kid is able to have a conversation.
Well, this could be for like two to 10 year olds.
Can't kids just have fun and play by themselves? Like, why do we have to we just are too much. It's just too much. Let them play whatever they want. Who knows what they're saying?
Your kids weren't asking you for these outrageous bedtime stories that you're trying to make up and go along. You could just ask Dino, be like, ask Dino to tell you a bedtime story.
Oh my
I want
God.
You to add princesses. I want you to add this. And I'm just going to update the story.
Oh my God. Mama's going to go have a martini.
Why? You think you know somebody and then this happens. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. TJ, Hope, intern Joe. I'm Billy Kidd.
America's sweetheart.
Yes.
Sweet as apple pie, Carrie Underwood is an onion with just layers and layers and layers. I couldn't believe my eyes this weekend. I saw a video of her performing with Papa Roach. You wouldn't even know.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing. Don't give up.
Woo! All right, full disclosure, all morning we've been playing this clip, and I had to edit out the naughty word in the middle of that. And number one, thank goodness I did, because we still are employed. And number two, I am shocked that Carrie Underwood dropped an F-bomb on stage. She has always been, like, super hardcore Christian. I guess I'm just shocked that she would have done that. Like, I thought she would have picked another word for that. Right?
Oh, fudge.
Right. I mean, she has not hidden her love for heavy metal.
Yeah.
We found out a week or two ago that she loves gory horror movies. Which somebody asked her top five movies. They were all like slasher films. Do we really know who Carrie Underwood is?
Well, maybe that's exactly how she wants it. You know, it's a nice little facade outside, and inside there's a crazy animal.
I mean, she did want to tear up somebody's car for cheating on her in her song. She's got a bunch of those, and
it's always the good girls that you never know about, right?
She's got a song about that too.
Yeah, I mean, the good girls, especially the ones who never got in trouble. I know, I was friends with them in college. The minute they get out of the house, those are the fun ones.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
She also hangs out with Axl Rose.
Yeah.
And she was a fan of them for a long time, and she had asked them numerous times, can I come and sing with you? And they said, no, thank you. And then they were overseas at something together in like some big, huge festival. And finally, it all worked out. And they said, yeah, I guess you could come over and sing with us. And they instantly bonded. And they're like besties. I only know this because she told me this backstage. And I'm looking at her like this.
Yeah.
Really? He calls her and texts her before her shows, wishing her good luck. Have a good show, sweetheart.
Axl Rose?
Axl Rose!
Huh.
The onion. She's an onion. I have proof that Hollywood is out of original ideas. It's the B Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd, TJ Hope, intern Joe. There's a lot of reality shows out there. Survivor is on like season 8,000 or whatever they're at.
And they keep making like sequels to junk.
Yeah.
Did you see they want to make a sequel to Goonies?
No. No.
They're making a sequel, and they're bringing the cast back.
They're bringing a sequel. It's been 40 years.
Right.
Corey Haim or Corey Feldman?
Corey Feldman is the one alive. Yeah.
We've just been waiting for Spielberg's script, and if Spielberg says it's a go, it's a go.
First of all, the whole thing,
I'm like, what are you guys going to do?
If the source is Corey Feldman, and I'm not 100%. confident that's going to happen.
I'm just warning you people. it may be happening, and I'm sorry for it now.
There is a show coming to Netflix. It is the Monopoly game made for TV. And I don't know if so the article says that this would be like a team game. So apparently, like, it would be us against, you know, some other show. Okay. And we would all go on. And then maybe the interesting part of it is us, like, trying to figure out how we can stop the other guys. Or, you know, should we buy Baltic Avenue? I don't know. We should put a hotel up over there. No way. That's a waste of money. Like, how are they going to make that TV worthy?
Is it going to be like a cool CGI thing where when you get up to whatever street and then, like, you buy the building, like, the house automatically goes up and then it, like, changes colors based on who owns it? Like, are they going to get, you know, cartoonish and really like into it, or is it going to be like watching poker on TV where they're like sitting around a table playing cards?
There's also a Monopoly movie in the works, which I guess they just met. What was the one that just came out the last week or two ago?
Minecraft.
Yeah, you know, they are totally 100% out of ideas. Yeah, we're making Monopoly.
Absolutely.
So would do you think Uno would make a good game?
What did you just say?
Uno.
What's Uno?
The card game.
That, are you talking about Uno?
I'm talking about Uno. Like, I need you to know how to play the game.
I need you to spell this for me right now.
U-N-O.
That is pronounced Uno.
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 Okay.
Don't make me find the commercial.
There's no Y in it, though.
It's Uno.
There's a letter Uno. U at the beginning of the word.
Billy, it's after the Spanish language, number one, Uno, because you say it when you have one card
Uno.
Left.
Dos.
Uno.
Look, tres.
I speak American. Things are about to get ugly in this room. It's a B Morning Coffee Club. WBEE, TJ, I'm Billy. Hope is here. Intern Joe, we were talking about games. And
Billy's a psychopath and doesn't know how to pronounce the game. Uno. Mm-hmm.
Keep talking. Go ahead.
It's Uno.
It's after the Spanish word for one. You say Uno when you have one card left.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
All right. Come with me back to 1981. We're going back to a TV commercial for the game spelled U-N-O, which is you know.
Uno.
You know.
Now the river was low and the boat wouldn't go, so he took out the you know. Now
what?
Sally's first rate and she leads with the eight, but I can't follow suit, you know.
Say it again.
The cards come my way, but Joe reverses the play. I could be here for days, you know.
Oh.
Then Fred shrieks, I win, with a smart aleck grin and says, it's only a game, you know. Dad? Yeah. You know, Deluxe Uno and Uno 99. Holiday card games from Valentine.
And Uno 99.
So who would like to be the first to apologize?
I'm not apologizing for nothing because somebody has an accent.
Yeah. By the way, Miss Sharp, the second game that he mentioned is spelled O-N-O 99.
Oh, no?
Oh, no?
Yes.
Like, oh, no. I can't believe we're playing it. What do you mean?
That's so... Okay, I don't know why that would even be a thing.
So
an Australian commercial in the 80s somehow put it into your brain. Isn't it so weird how much TV formed our brains in the 80s? I still, every time I crack an egg over a... I'm like, and this is your brain on drugs.
What?
Oh, you don't remember
all that? It's an 80s thing.
I wasn't around in the 80s.
And this is your brain on drugs.
Exactly.
Have an egg.
I still know that commercial.
We'll educate you coming up here in a couple minutes. Wow, there's a lot we need to bring her up to speed in.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.